USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.N.'s former chief prosecutor for war crimes has called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal. Carla DuPont is talking to media in her native Switzerland, marking the release of her latest book. She has called for an international arrest warrant to be issued for Putin, adding there were clear war crimes being committed in the country. The Kremlin invaded Ukraine nearly 2 months ago. DuPont says suspected war crimes committed by both countries should be investigated. U.S. Treasury officials are arguing that sanctions are weakening the Russian currency despite gains this week. The exchange rate as of Friday is 85 rubles to equal $1, just shy of the rate prior to the February invasion. A senior Treasury official said weekly inflation in Russia is a direct effect of sanctions from the U.S. and allies. The Dow and the Nasdaq was essentially flat at the end of the week. This is USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. 6-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
E-commerce giant Amazon says it's disappointed with the outcome of a union vote at one of their Staten Island facilities. Employees there voted to be the first Amazon warehouse to unionize. In a statement, the company said they are evaluating its options, including filing objections based on inappropriate and undue influence of the National Labor Relations Board. Meantime, employees of the Amazon Labor Union celebrated in Brooklyn outside of the NLRB building where the votes were counted. Chris Malls, a fired Amazon employee who helped organize the union, spoke to WCBS-TV. He called the victory a revolution for a better quality of life.
We're fighting for $30,000 now. We're fighting for longer breaks. We're fighting to be shareholders again in the company. We're fighting for job security.
The House, largely along party lines, voted to legalize marijuana nationwide and eliminate criminal penalties for distribution and possession. It now goes to the Senate, where Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is working to introduce a similar bill soon. It's not clear that the legislation would pass in the upper chamber. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medication Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you have taken these products and have been diagnosed with cancer. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com now to see if you qualify for free.
One of the grifters in a viral scam learned his fate in the Garden State Friday.
A New Jersey man who conspired with his then-girlfriend and a then-homeless veteran to cook up a feel-good story and then use the lie to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations online was sentenced in federal court Friday to more than 2 years in prison. Mark D'Amico, Caitlin McClure, and Johnny Bobbitt made up a story in late 2017 about Bobbitt giving $20 to help McClure when her car ran out of gas in Philadelphia. D'Amico and McClure solicited donations through GoFundMe, reportedly to help Bobbitt, and conducted newspaper and TV interviews. They eventually raised more than $400,000 in donations. Authorities began investigating after Bobbitt sued the couple, accusing them of not giving him the money. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Despite accepting his resignation, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences said it will continue to move forward with disciplinary proceedings against actor Will Smith. Smith, who won this year's Best Actor Award, took to the Oscar stage last Sunday to slap Chris Rock after the comedian made a joke at the expense of the actor's wife, fellow actor Jada Pinkett Smith, who lost her hair due to a medical condition known as alopecia. Smith announced his resignation Friday. He said in a statement that his actions were, quote, shocking, painful, and inexcusable. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere by going to our website. The address is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.